Next patient is Donna Hanoud. The last name is H-A-N-O-O-D, like in Delta. Donna, D-O-N-N-A. Number one, 81-year-old, white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 5. Period. The patient has nephrosclerosis associated to the presence of arterial hypertension, diabetic mellitus, and the aging process. Period. The patient laboratory workup continues to be very stable. The serum creatinine is 3.6 milligrams per cent, and the estimated GFR is 11 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have activity in the urinary sediment, and she has proteinuria that is less than a gram in 24 hours, period. Unfortunately, due to the fact that the patient is with the extremely decreased GFR, she is not a candidate for the administration of a SGLT2 inhibitor or an MDA, period. And number two, the patient has a history of hyperkalemia. The hyperkalemia has been under good control. The serum potassium is less than 5 milliequivalents per liter. We continue with the administration of rosemide, 40 milligrams three times a week. That seems to be maintaining the potassium within range, period. Following number, arterial hypertension that is out of control. The patient has not been taking the hydralazine as recommended. Due to the tendency of this systolic blood pressure to go up, we are going to refill the hydralazine 50 milligrams, but we are going to increase to three times a day, and we will monitor. Following number, anemia that is treated with the administration of Procrit that is given every other week, the hemoglobin is 10.7. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. During the next visit, we are going to revisit the hypothyroidism with the thyroid profile. Following number, the patient metabolic acidosis is under control with the administration of bicarbonate. The CO2 is 24. Following number, the patient has hyperphosphatemia, and that is treated with the administration of Arexia, A-U-R-E-X-Y-A. The patient tolerates 2 tablets per in 1 meal. Otherwise, she has developed diarrhea, period. The serum phosphorus is 4.6 milligrams with just the administration of the Arexia once a day. We are not going to change, period. The next, the patient has hypoalbuminemia. Increasing the protein is not the best approach at the present time. We are going to continue with 40 grams in 24 hours. Continue with the fluid restriction, and we are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. We invested 7 minutes of the time in the lab interpretation, in the face-to-face 16 minutes, and in documentation 6 minutes.